This is Jay Sekulow in Washington, D.C. New contradictions and lies from Iran state media. I'm Pastor Yusuf.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
A pastor in Iran once again makes a stand for Christ.
Yousef Nadarkhani faces execution within days.
The American Center for Law and Justice is working to help free Pastor Yousef.
Can you save his life? We're working on it, Bill.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
The lower court has authorization from the Supreme Court to carry out the execution at any time.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
There is no appeal process here. There is no real court system.
They can carry out the execution before we get a written order.
They're going to try to use him as an example.
This is not over just with the death sentence. This is about securing his release. That's what we're fighting for here. The more news, the better, because it keeps the focus on that courthouse. The White House statement was big news, international news. But unfortunately, Bill, we saw from Secretary of State Clinton a one-sentence statement today, but she didn't expressly call for his release, which means the international news won't be able to quote our Secretary of State, our top diplomat, as calling for the release of this pastor. Again, we're on the front lines of this issue.
It's late in the game, but if U.S. pressure can be put on, the Secretary of State's office needs to be a lot more affirmative than they've been on this situation. Of course, the U.N. is saying nothing.
Their embassies now are denying that this trial is even ongoing, that he's ever been sentenced to death, which means they are on record. They know that we're talking about it now in the media. His life, it's more in danger now than it has been at any other moment in the 2 years since he's been in prison and on trial.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
From Washington, but we're not in our studios today. We had a little technical issue there, but our good friends at the Heritage Foundation have allowed us to use the beautiful studios and the Robert H. Bruce radio studio here at Heritage, and we really appreciate their help. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110, and there's a lot going on in Washington, a lot going on around the world. We're going to give you an update on Iran in just a moment. I just want to let you know that I was on Fox News this morning because the situation with the Operation Fast and Furious coming out of the Attorney General's office and the contradictory statements made to the Congress on this gun smuggling plan of the United States to the Mexican drug cartels, which not only backfired but caused the death of one of our border agents, has reached a new crescendo here in Washington. And I was on the air talking about that, and that is posted at aclj.org, so we already have that for you on the website. Of course, our focus right now has been Iran because of the situation with Pastor Yousef Nadarkhani. Again, I want to say this. I know Jordan talked about this yesterday. This is not Michael Yousef, who's our good friend and is also Pastor Yousef, but this is an Iranian pastor named Pastor Yousef Nadarkhani in Iran. And Jordan, we've got a very troubling development that has taken place just in the last 24 hours. You've been working on it really through the night.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We got all the latest information to Fox News. I was just at CBN News here. My dad was on Fox News earlier this morning. What happened yesterday, Press TV, which is the Iranian control, they fund it, news channel, and it's all in English. Remember Fars News? That's the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Press TV has offices even here in Washington, D.C. All English news paid for by the Iranian government. They run a headline. It says, there's no death penalty for the apostate. Now, for apostasy, now you read it closer. They call Pastor Nadarkhani a convicted rapist, the deputy governor there, while at the same time the chief judge, his chief judge, is saying that the trial's just begun. There's been no conviction. He's not, you know, been put to jail. So, folks, understand, even within their own state media, they're contradicting themselves.
In the same report.
Right. We've got it linked up so you can see it at aclj.org.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something. Jordan's been working very aggressively on this. We got to let you know, though, that we have reviewed the documents that have been translated, and this is important. We had these documents translated. He was charged with apostasy. There's no doubt that is what he's been convicted of, and there's no doubt about that. We're taking your calls on the situation. Where's the Secretary of State on this? 877-989-2255 if you want to sign the petition, but we also want to talk to you on air.
Here's the actual quote from Press TV. Now, this is .ir. This is Iranian media. This means Ayatollah-approved media. Western media have manipulated the case of Nadarkhani, a convicted rapist and extortionist in Golan province, to wage an anti-Iran publicity campaign by claiming his criminal convictions is conversion to Christianity. Call now, folks. They're calling him a convicted rapist. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Remember the real documents we have that convicted him of apostasy, gave him the death sentence? Iran doesn't like that we've got those. 877-989-2255.
It is a case that literally involves life and death. We're talking about the promised execution of a Christian pastor in Iran. His only crime? He embraced Christianity, and for that has been sentenced to death by the Muslim-controlled government of Iran. The ACLJ has mounted an aggressive international effort to save his life. We've contacted members of Congress, international leaders, and the news media, working to put pressure on the Iranian government to stop this planned execution that could occur at any time. Now, the ACLJ is calling on Secretary of State Clinton to get involved, to stand up for this Christian pastor, to call on Iran to spare his life. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast. We're calling to you from Washington. By the way, as you could tell, we had a bit of a technical issue in the beginning of the broadcast. We've gone to our phones because we are on Capitol Hill, and we've got, really, Jordan, some breaking news here coming out of the United States Congress on behalf of Pastor Yosef Nardacani. This is a big development, Jordan. Let everybody know. And folks, this is a huge, huge development we're very excited about. We're going to keep the pressure on, but this is some good news.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a new congressional letter going right to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton regarding the Iranian pastor, Pastor Yosef Nardacani, who has been sentenced to death. And as Marco Rubio, Senator Rubio, said this morning in a speech in Washington, D.C., remember, the courts open there tomorrow. Now, we expect a verdict on Monday, but there's no prohibition for them issuing a written order as early as tomorrow, which would be very late tonight. Let me go through the list, and then I'm going to go to Stan Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs, so he can go through the letter. And I'm going to highlight some key people. Congressman Joe Pitts, a strong pro-life advocate, is on there. Congressman Heath Shuler, a Democrat. Alcee Hastings, a Democrat. You've got Doug Lamborn, who's a good friend of our show. James Moran. You've also got Keith Ellison. Now, here is a key, and this is let me give a lot of credit here to the ACLJ, Stan Bennett, because working on getting this list and making sure we were working with members of Congress, I want you to make sure you all know, folks, Republicans and Democrats, regardless of their faith background. Keith Ellison is a Muslim. He is the first member of the U.S. Congress. He has been controversial on some aspects and on some issues, but when it came to the issue of standing for a Christian pastor, he deserves praise for sticking up, because as a Muslim, his voice is very important on this issue, especially as the most high-profile Muslim in the federal government. So I have to thank Congressman Keith Ellison for standing with Pastor Nardacani. Let me turn it to Stan Bennett, and Stan, just to go through and highlight parts of this letter.
Absolutely, Jordan. The text of the letter is great. They essentially do what we have been asking them to do, which says, number one, Secretary Clinton, we're grateful for your involvement, but we need you to also work for his full and unconditional release. Just condemning the actions isn't enough. Listen to some of this language. They say, we agree that a full and unconditional release is necessary and respectfully ask you to use all the powers at your disposal to accomplish that end as swiftly as possible. Now listen to this. We believe your voice can motivate entities within the United Nations to action, and then they go on to specifically list the special rapporteurs that are involved, and they call on the Secretary General of the Organization of the Islamic Cooperation, the OIC, to engage in this matter. So listen, this is Congressman Keith Ellison, a Muslim, calling on the Organization for the Islamic Cooperation to engage in this matter. Remember, Iran is a member of the OIC, so this is a very strong ask, Jordan. I agree with you. This Keith Ellison deserves credit on this. He has said, listen, I may be a Muslim, Pastor Yosef may be a Christian, but he deserves the right to choose a religion of his choosing, and the United Nations and the Organization for the Islamic Cooperation needs to stand behind him. This is a really significant development.
Let me say this also to our team out there, to the ACLJ members that are listening to this broadcast right now. I want to thank also Congressman Pitts and Congressman Heath Shuler. Congressman Pitts, a Republican, Heath Shuler, a Democrat, for taking the lead on this, which ends up with people like Alcee Hastings and Keith Ellison on. By the way, Alcee Hastings is another example, a liberal member of the United States House, but a number of years ago, he was in our offices in France
with a group from Congress talking about international religious freedom issues. So these things pay off. So this is a very strong letter coming, Jordan, from the House of Representatives, more being added, and this will increase the pressure, but we've got to increase that pressure as well. In fact, the House leadership is saying, make sure people are continuing to petition and engage this issue.
Yeah, I mean, this is Senator Marco Rubio this morning speaking at a big event. He's also been a strong advocate for Pastor Nadar Khani. With this list, folks, let me just say, Dad, before we play Senator Rubio, this would not happen without all the media attention. You know, I'm going CBN, we've done on a daily basis, Fox News, the Washington Post, Fox News.
I'm doing Hannity today. This afternoon on radio.
All of this is the reason why, and it's because all of you stood with us when we asked, and you're continuing to stand with us. And if these 14 members of Congress, 7 Democrats, 7 Republicans, can come together and unite in a very strong letter to Secretary of State Clinton, calling on the Organization of the Islamic Conference to ask, with a Muslim member of Congress signing on as well, folks, it's because of you, and I hope you understand the work of the ACLJ here is producing real results for Pastor Youssef. Doesn't mean a guarantee, and we better keep working hard, but we wouldn't even be at this point if it wasn't for all of you. I hope you call right now, 877-989-2255. You know, Dad, we are over 100,000 names on that petition,
right,
but we should get bigger than that. This is the countdown. Here's why. The court opens tomorrow, 877-989-2255. Iran, this is their Sunday. Tomorrow is their Monday. So we have to keep fighting through this weekend as if, you know, this is when it could start again. 877-989-2255. I expect that verdict anytime from tomorrow through Monday, maybe Tuesday. If we don't hear by then, real trouble and a whole nother level of a fight. 877-989-2255. Let's listen to Senator Marco Rubio this morning, Bite One.
So there's been reports time and again about what's happening in Iran with this case. His lawyers have now been publicly saying they expect to know by Saturday whether their client will be executed in Iran, quite frankly, for the crime of not just being a Christian, but of converting others to Christianity.
And you know, I mean, folks, when you hear that from Senator Rubio, and let me say again, what do we need to do as Americans? Let's listen to Senator Rubio, Bite Three.
But I think it's important for us to express ourselves against this as well for the following reasons. Number one is this is a time when Americans and this nation is increasingly asked to turn to international bodies to resolve disputes. And so let's visit that for a moment, because we have international bodies and we have international conventions that Iran has signed, particularly two. One is the Declaration of Human Rights. They signed it in 1948. The other is the International Covenant of Civil and Political Rights. They signed that in 1966.
Let me say this, and again, I want to thank Senator Marco Rubio, but I got to say what Jordan underscore what you and Than have said. And Than and his team have done a magnificent job in getting this letter, folks. This is I cannot tell you how significant of a development this is. But it would not have happened without all of you standing with us on this. So, again, a huge thank you. But I want to implore you, as we continue to pressure this weekend, to get on this petition if you haven't done so. And we're going to be changing a little bit of a focus on it next week on the petition, because I think we've got to go to Congress and get this letter even broader. But 877-989-2255 is the number. Go ahead and sign on to that. We did exceed the 100,000 figure. Now I think we could get well over to 125 or maybe even 150. 877-989-2255. Than, let me ask you this. This is an open letter right now. What's the process of what's going to happen?
It's an open letter, Jay, and let me just update you. We were talking about 14 members just in the few minutes we've been on air here. That has increased to 22 already.
Wow.
If my count is correct, we're talking 14 Republicans, 8 Democrats. And listen, I want to underscore something you said, and then I'll get into the timing here. I appreciate your kind words about my department, but I got to tell you, Congressman Pitts, Congressman Shuler, that's
yes.
Action's been on this. I'm grateful that they have worked with us. Congressman Shuler really deserves a lot of credit for going to his side of the aisle and saying, listen, this is a bipartisan issue, and our listeners engaging on this really has ratcheted that momentum forward. Now, here's the timing. They're looking at hopefully releasing this later in the day to the public. You can take a look at who's on board. So we need to get those members on today. Now, we're going to keep adding names to that next week, like you said, Jay. So the more that Secretary Clinton hears from members of Congress, especially on her side of the aisle, the more likely she is into engage. So we're going to communicate on this right away, but this is not going to be over then. Next week, we're going to continue to build support for this, and we're going to get Secretary Clinton to really do all that she can.
Jordan, what's the next move here, illegally, or what are we expecting out of Iran?
Listen, again, courts open tomorrow. So while we go into our weekend, they begin their week, which means at any moment in the next 3 days, we could get the verdict as early as tomorrow when we wake up, or late tonight. So follow me, twitter.com/JordanSeculo, because we'll be following it closely, likely Monday. But the question is, Dad, what is the verdict on? Is the verdict on apostasy? Is the verdict on these rape that, you know, they've called him now a convicted rapist in their state press, which is actually in Washington, D.C. The government, the Iranian government media outlet is based right here in Washington, D.C. They're saying he's a convicted rapist in their own editorial. So that's what Iran is saying. So will the verdict be on apostasy? Will the verdict be on rape? As of now, his attorney doesn't even know what's going on. And that's because we suspect that this is at the Ayatollah level, the President Ahmadinejad level. And now we've got this bipartisan members of Congress. And I think with Congressman Keith Ellison on there, who works closely with Muslim organizations in the United States, we may see a huge change in the next 24 hours, and that's because of all of the work everyone has been doing to save Pastor Youssef's life. But his life is still at great risk, at huge risk, more now than ever before.
All right, folks, here's the number, 877-989-2255. You sign on to that petition, 877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. Follow Jordan this weekend on twitter.com/JordanSeculo. Check out our Facebook. Check out the website. We'll have constant updates. But again, if you want to sign that petition to save this pastor's life, here is the number. Everybody goes to your phones. Make a stand here. We've got Congress moving now. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
It is a case that literally involves life and death. We're talking about the promised execution of a Christian pastor in Iran. His only crime? He embraced Christianity, and for that has been sentenced to death by the Muslim-controlled government of Iran. The ACLJ has mounted an aggressive international effort to save his life. We've contacted members of Congress, international leaders, and the news media, working to put pressure on the Iranian government to stop this planned execution that could occur at any time. Now, the ACLJ is calling on Secretary of State Clinton to get involved, to stand up for this Christian pastor, to call on Iran to spare his life. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
Close to 100,000. Thank all of you for calling in. Folks, again, we're just about 400 or 500 away. I'll get you a number in just a few seconds. We're broadcasting live today from the Heritage Foundation, the Robert H. Bruce Radio Studio, an issue at the ACLJ studio. We came a couple blocks down the street to the Heritage Foundation, and they've been great to us. Heritage.org to find out more about them, though I know you know about the Heritage Foundation. But we are broadcasting live today at Heritage. Folks, let me ask you, we are close to 100,000. I mean, we're talking a few hundred away. I'm just trying to get the estimate right now based off the phone calls that are coming in live during this show. And I'm going to announce where we are before the show's over. But if you have not called yet, again, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Iranian state media, this is the top state media there, English only, has come out last night. We got it to foxnews.com. The story's there. It's up at aclj.org. Go to foxnews.com now. You'll see it as well. Calling him a convicted rapist, saying that he's a convicted extortionist, has a history of committing violent criminal acts, runs a brothel, and has never been in jail for being a Christian. Now, we, of course, have the court documents from the
right.
Supreme Court that gave him the death penalty because he left Islam, and that's been well quoted in the news. We need you to call now, folks, because we did the work. We caught Iran, and we caught him at the international level, and we got to the Ayatollah and Ahmadinejad on this. That does not usually happen for Christians in Iran. Let's take advantage. 877-989-2255. We'll get to 100,000 names, and we can get this letter off to the UN. 877-989-2255.
We are very fortunate to have on the broadcast here at Chase Secular Live, Franklin Graham, a good friend who's president and CEO, of course, of Samaritan's Purse, and the president and CEO of Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. And Franklin, thanks for being with us. I really appreciate you taking time out to talk about this situation in Iran.
Well, this is an important issue, and thank you for having me.
Franklin, you and I have worked together on other things. This is this gets very personal because of the situation we have with, and let's be realistic here, the guy's life's on the line. He's a pastor. He's been offered three times to recant his faith. He is not. We have the actual documents out of Iran that show that he was charged with apostasy. As a Christian leader, what's your reaction to this right now?
Well, first of all, it doesn't surprise me. This is the true face of Islam, and the Muslims in the West are trying to show Islam as a religion of peace. It is not a religion of peace at all. It is a religion of complete intolerance. Peace to them is when everybody is under their authority. Then that's when you have peace. So if this pastor recants, then we have peace. But you have no freedom of true faith in an Islamic system. You have to come under Islam or under their authority. And this is the true face of it. And so I hope the people in the West understand. I'm not surprised by it at all. I've seen this happen in other countries, and I've seen Christians persecuted for their faith. I've seen people tortured. I've seen people threatened because they accepted Christ as their Savior. So this is the true picture of Islam.
You know, Franklin, I've litigated a lot of cases at the Supreme Court. I've done cases at the international courts. We've done a lot of persecution cases. This one, what's interesting here is we actually were able to get, someone put their life on the line to get us the actual documents, which we had translated from Farsi into English, which shows that he was charged with apostasy, offered three times again to recant his faith in Christ, and refused to do it. You've been in these world situations, in these global situations with the persecution. People need to understand that Christians are really, under these Sharia regimes, under these Islamic regimes, are really facing tremendous, tremendous persecution issues. Life and death is literally a daily occurrence for these people.
It is, and this is throughout every Muslim country, whether it's Indonesia, whether it's the countries in the Middle East. Every one of them, Christians are persecuted on a daily basis. Some countries, the persecution is very very minor, but in most countries, your life is on the line every day. And a Muslim can take a Christian's property under Sharia law. They can actually take a person's wife, can take their children, can take their property under Sharia law. And this is the danger.
You know, I've just finished a book, actually, that we've sent to every state legislature.
Again, folks, we've had some technical issues, but we also have breaking news. That was a tape from yesterday with Reverend Franklin Graham. He was on the broadcast live yesterday. I just got back into my office from the studio so I could join by phone with Dan Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs. We have been working, as you know, we've kept it updated with members of Congress to make sure they get as many congressional statements as possible on a variety of issues relating to Pastor Youssef Nader Khani, specifically to Secretary of State Clinton, to get more involved. And Than, let's go through the numbers again, this breaking letter, including Democrats as well. What are the numbers at now? Who co-sponsored it? What's important to point out in the letter?
Yeah, Jordan, it's literally breaking as we speak, and that's why we felt it was important to really press through on this, even with technical difficulties. Congressman Joe Pitts of Pennsylvania, Congressman Heath Shuler, a Democrat from North Carolina. They are the leads on this. They have heard your voice. You are to credit for this, as are both of them, obviously. They are working on both sides of the aisle now to send this letter to Secretary Clinton with a very strong ask. It says, we ask that the Secretary demand a full and unconditional release for the pastor, and they also specifically call on the Secretary to engage the UN and all the special rapporteurs that we've been talking about. Jordan, we're adding members as we speak. I'm getting updates via the email from Congressman Pitts and Congressman Shuler. We're up to 22 members of Congress on both sides of the aisle, at least 8 Democrats, maybe more. Frankly, I'm going through them as I talk here. And one of the keys, Jordan, and I know you mentioned this in a previous segment, but Keith Ellison, a Muslim member of Congress, you know, he's been on other sides of the issue at times, but on this issue, he has said, listen, I'm a Muslim. Pastor Youssef is a Christian, but he deserves the right to believe freely, and I call on Iran to release him. So kudos to Congressman Ellison. And honestly, Jordan, kudos to Congressman Pitts and Congressman Shuler. They have taken the ball from our listeners, and they're running with it. This is a really significant development.
All right, folks, we need to build on this. I think this letter is going to grow quickly. If we've got the first Muslim elected to Congress on board, we've got Republicans, we've got Democrats, people from lots of different faith backgrounds. It has now become a bipartisan effort to save Pastor Nadar Khani's life. We've got the White House out. We need Secretary of State Clinton to call for his release, to engage the UN, and to get to that organization, the Islamic Conference. We've got the first Muslim ever elected to Congress is calling for Pastor Nadar Khani's release and asking Secretary of State Clinton to get to work. That doesn't usually happen in Washington, D.C., with partisan politics, that a member of Congress calls out one of their own party to say, you better do more on this. They are doing it now, folks. Are you going to join this petition? 877-989-2255. It doesn't happen, folks. It does not happen without your support. This trial opens up again. The court is open tomorrow. So this is it, folks. 877-989-2255. If things go as planned, we will know on Radio Monday the fate of Pastor Youssef. 877-989-2255. I need you to call right now. This is the final moment. Stand with these now 22 members of Congress, Republicans, Democrats, all different faith groups, including the first Muslim ever elected. Call now, 877-989-2255. This is our time. This is our moment. Monday could be it. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let me pressure and put this pressure on you again today. I will put it up, twitter.com/JordanSekulow, with the letters online and ACLJ.org. It's because of you, but we need you standing with you. This is your last chance, possibly, folks. Monday may be it. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.